David Edwards has affectionately been called a mad scientist, but what could be mad about inhalable chocolate, especially if it has no calories? Edwards is a biomedical engineer based at Harvard. He founded a lab in Cambridge and Le Laboratoire in Paris, spaces devoted to artistic and cultural experiments. He's also known for his wiki food products with edible packaging. Some of his best ideas have to be eaten or inhaled to be believed. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR does her best to explain.
David Edwards says change is inevitable. He wants to figure out a different way to deal with it.
Many of the questions that we face today, questions of innovation, of change, are not really questions that we can deal with in a classical science lab. And I think that's why cultural labs are showing up increasingly around the world. By opening the creative process up to the public, it leads to a better understanding of, you know, how the world's changing and why it's actually thrilling that it is.
That's why Edwards has been inviting scientists, designers, composers, artists, and chefs to collaborate on projects the public can experience as they're going on. This open lab, a kind of cultural research and development effort, grew out of Edwards' earlier work. The biomedical engineer helped pioneer aerosol prescription delivery systems for patients with diseases like Parkinson's. After selling his company, Edwards applied the technology and the profits to chocolate delivery and called it Le Whiff.
We've done a lot around air food and other kinds of nutritional experiences that are without calories, that are all natural, that are portable, and there's no liquid, and all kinds of benefits. That really wasn't where we were at initially. We were just sort of exploring, well, would it be possible to deliver nutrition through the air?
Or at least a buzz. After Le Whiff came Le Waff, a machine that turns liquid, quite often alcohol, into fluffy clouds of consumable gas. Boston Globe technology columnist Scott Kersner visited Edwards at Le Laboratoire in Paris.
People come in off the street and they're like, what exactly is this? Can I buy something here? And he really took great delight in explaining the Wikifoods concept. And I think he kind of does have that enjoyment of, like, you can't really put your finger on what is he trying to do and what is the point of it exactly.
Wikifoods are little spheres of ice cream, yogurt, or cheese wrapped in edible packaging. And their point is to cut down on landfill waste. In this country, Edwards is collaborating with the dairy company Stonyfield Farms to get Wiki yogurt onto the shelves at Whole Foods. Technology writer Kersner thinks Edwards' lab fills a void in a landscape loaded with incubators trying to create the next Facebook or Twitter.
If he's creating a place where you can develop a new food product or, you know, spawn some new nonprofit or some new cultural group, you know, that's a really interesting kind of incubator to me, because it's not just saying, let's create new public companies that are going to be worth billions. It's saying, you know, let's create healthier foods that maybe could be distributed without refrigeration in the developing world. And let's do cultural innovation. And not a lot of people are saying that.
The lab in Cambridge is also collaborating with MIT's Dalai Lama Center and a cartilage expert to explore how sound and vibration affect our minds and bodies.
Oh, that's the note you want to
That's composer and MIT Media Lab professor Todd Macover singing along with his piece Vocal Vibrations that he says invites lab visitors to sing and feel their voices vibrating through an egg-shaped orb.
The sense is, oh my gosh, I'm holding my voice in my hands. It's exciting to have a place like Le Laboratoire where they're willing to think about where different senses can take us and what happens if you combine them.
Which brings us to the O-Phone, a little device that transmits and receives aroma messages. Chef Patrick Campbell collaborated with David Edwards to concoct scents based on dishes he's created for Le Laboratoire's restaurant. But the no-nonsense chef admits he was skeptical.
The idea of someone sending essentially my dish across the ocean instantaneously, and there's three people in a Parisian coffee shop smelling my cavatelli or whatever it is a very interesting concept. I mean, obviously, it just makes me hungry, and if I smelt that, I would immediately want to get something to eat.
Like a lot of the concepts here, the O-Phone is a work in progress, one that visitors to Le Laboratoire can try out and even help researchers come up with some useful application. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.